Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Carrie O'Donnell, and I'll be your co-captain on this bumpy boat ride to Mykonos called Lohan Island, a sexy, unique spinoff.
Oh my God, we are in.
Oh my God,
we are in the vortex.
We are in the void right now. I am.
We've entered the void.
We, after some technical difficulties, we are podcasting to you from opposite ends of the country.
Yes, we're on two separate coasts.
We're pulling back the curtain and letting you in. And we are. We're representing
some BTS insider information.
I am in Miami for a family affair.
And I'm in LA on my couch as LA. Per usual. I'm in LA. Ever heard of it?
Ever
it's part
of
my brand.
LA today, to me.
I went to Erewhon today. I got a lentil burger.
Your Erewhon journeys have been so like profound lately.
Yeah.
You told me about the one you did last week where you saw.
Last week I saw Jesse Montana at Erewhon. He was the king of Erewhon. Everyone who walked in was friends with him, would approach him, greet him, say that how great he looked. I've never seen such a popular person at Erewhon in my life.
It's like his cheers.
Yeah.
His haunt.
And he lives for Erewhon. And Erewhon, quite frankly, lives for him.
Erewhon is so overwhelming.
It's intense.
I've been in thrice.
In your life?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I can't afford.
I mean, me neither. But like, I just figured every LA person has been to Erewhon at least 30 times.
I know. I walk by it when I walk to the Grove, which mm-hmm. is so like dark in itself. But like, I feel like the little like match girl, like looking to my right and looking in at Erewhon and being like, if only I could afford like a $40 salad.
It's actually like, if you go in and just tell yourself you're going to get one thing from their to-go area, then it makes sense. But once you go above and beyond and add even three things, you're looking at like minimum $40 trying to get out of there.
Yeah. I mean, I think I kind of like to suffer and punish myself. So I perpetuate the ruse of being, you know, a Charles
You like
Dickens,
feeling like an outsider.
I like being a Hans Christian Andersen character.
I feel like everyone...
It gives me
like,
good motivation.
You're like, I gotta hustle so I can one day make it step through those doors and pay my life savings.
On a lunch.
I feel like my like intuition tells me that everyone at Erewhon is having an internal financial crisis as they're going through the motions of being at Erewhon.
Yeah, it's like a place for like people who are spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm into it.
Yeah. Like, I think secretly no one can afford Erewhon, but everyone needs to be there.
Well, it's like a scene.
Yeah. Today I realized,
Corden probably can afford it.
James Corden loves Erewhon.
I mean, he's right next to it, right?
Yeah. He loves, like, sending his assistant to Erewhon.
Yeah.
He says, just get everything.
Just get everything. I don't care.
Get me a sandwich. Yeah, get something for yourself. Get something to take home later.
Yeah. Some takey home. What is that? What do they call it? Takeaway.
Takeaway. Oh, yeah. Takeaway. That's what Lindsay would call it.
Takeaway. Yes.
I realized today at Erewhon 2 that I'm fully dressed. I'm like now LARPing as Polly from Sopranos. Like, I had a moment because I like got this vintage like Gucci clutch on Etsy, and it's like
good
you
fine.
Hold it. It's like a pouch. Yeah, it was super cheap too, and so it's like a pouch and it's real, not a fake. And I was holding that, and the last time I was hanging out with my best friend Christine a couple nights ago, and I pulled it out of like a tote, and she was like, that is very Sopranos, like your clutch. And I was like, oh my god, it is. And then today I'm wearing like jogger, like velour tracksuit pants and like a half zip pullover and that like little pouch.
Iconic.
And sneakers, and I was like, I've gone full Polly.
You were like
unconsciously
Passaic County, Northern Jersey.
I'm in.
I think The Sopranos is like flooding into your reality.
I think it is too, because like with that mobster guy getting killed.
That was crazy. I didn't read the
That's
full story.
Crazy.
But it was like a QAnon person.
It was a crazy construction worker who basically, I guess, wanted to date Frank Cali's niece. And then Frankie Cali was like, no, absolutely not, you fucking idiot. And then this guy just pulled up to his house in Staten Island and shot him on his front porch.
Because everyone thought it was, some people thought it was John Gotti's brother.
Yeah, people thought it was a hit, but it was just like a psycho dude who was like pissed and now is like using it to make his like MAGA QAnon like stand.
God.
But I'm like, sorry, like you're going to die in jail. If I went to jail and I saw that guy, I would just kill him out of my love for The Sopranos.
Also, yeah.
Like, your days are numbered. You're going to get shanked fast.
Oh, my God. Because they have so many people on the inside.
Yeah, and people will kill him just to, like, get in good with that family.
Oh, that guy is fucked. What a dumb...
He's fucked.
All to take someone's niece out? I want to...
Yeah.
Like, I love how she had to, like, ask her... Like, he had to ask the uncle for permission.
I know. Like, it's really
intense.
I want
to take her out for a pizza.
A slice.
I just want to take her up for a slice. Frankie, just let me take her up. All
Come on, you know I mean nothing but respect. I just want to take her out for a slice.
For a pizza. Maybe more. Maybe two pizzas. Maybe a whole pie. But I'll have her back by 9:30.
He's like, absolutely no way.
No way, no how.
No how are you taking my niece out?
Not a lowlife like you, brother.
Some construction worker, fuck.
Stupid ass.
And then he retaliated
by shooting him in the fucking face.
By shooting him 10 times.
God.
What a way to go. It's so Sopranos. Oh!
Oh, I just want to take her out. No. What do you think of me? Who do you think I am? Sorry, this is like... I'm from Jersey and I'm putting my state to shame.
You love it.
Want to hear a fun mob story?
Yes, always.
So I'm from like suburbs of Philly in South Jersey, which is like and I think still is like a huge mob haven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think especially in like the late 80s, early 90s, it was way more active. But I wasn't even born yet, but my older sister was a baby. I think she was a newborn. So it was like mid to late 80s. And my parents were like young parents, and this family moved across the street from them. And apparently it was a wife and her kids, and they had these big German shepherds in the yard that were just barking all the time. And apparently she was the wife of a guy who went to jail. He like took the oath, you know, or pled the fifth.
He was a made guy. Oh,
yeah. So he was like went to jail for some crime family in Philly, and they took care of her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they like put her up. They made sure she had security, you know, and she had these big dogs. So they were barking all the time, and they kept my sister up. So one night it got so bad that my dad called the police. And this was in the town that he grew up in. So he's, you know, he was like a native of the Haddonfield where we grew up.
Yeah.
They called the police. And I think the guy was a dad of someone that he grew up with. So he like knew him. And he was like, you know, can you just go tell them to shut their dogs up? That's keeping us all up. So my dad watched through the window. It was like 2 a.m. This is what they say. So this is just like an urban legend in my family, but I think it actually happened. But he's a cop that my dad knew from growing up. So he's like, oh, he's going to help me. And he saw my dad saw him talking to the mob wife, and she was pointing at my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talked for like 10 minutes, and then the cop came over. And he came to the door, and my dad was like, what'd she say about the dogs? And he said, your tags in your car are expired. You need to get them fixed, or you'll get, like, cited for that.
What?
And my dad was like, okay. And he didn't say anything about the dogs, and he just left.
What?
So, like, the cop was, like, telling him basically to, like, not fuck with his family.
Oh, God, I love it.
Right? My dad got so spooked.
That's creepy.
Right? And, like, the cops were, like, in bed with them.
Cops.
Crooked
cops. Dirty cops. Crooked cops.
Taking for a pizza. What about the dogs? They're just dogs.
They're just dogs. Let them bark.
Dogs. Let them bark at the moon.
Why don't you go tell him about his expired tags?
Go tell him about his tags. I see his tags over there.
Should I lean into my poly LARPing and just get like gray wings in my hair?
You should just fully join a crime syndicate.
I'm feeling like that would be amazing and fun until it's truly not fun at all.
Until it's horrifying.
Until it's horrifying, and I every night ask myself, what have I done?
Can I tell you another South Jersey thing, and then we'll get into Lindsay?
Yes, please.
So... a friend of mine growing up, his mom was a clown. Like, she was a party clown, and she was, like, an artist, and she was actually really great, but she was, like, a high-caliber party clown in South Jersey.
And cheek. Where's the doc about her?
I don't know.
Because I'm in. I'm all in.
She was great, but she became, like, the go-to party clown for the I'm not going to say their names, I'm afraid, but for this... big crime family, a mob family in Philly, like the biggest mob family in Philly. She was she was like their go-to clown for their kids' birthdays. So she like would always get the call and be like, all right, I'm going over to the, you know, to their house. And they always used her.
Oh my God. Fun.
What a great like movie that could be.
That's a really good, just like side thing. Like, I don't really want to be doing the crimes or anything like that. But I'm down to hang sometime.
You know what I mean? Or I would do like social media for them.
Love that.
For their like, you know, waste management companies.
Yeah. You're like, we got all the waste. We're picking up the trash day.
Leave your
don't forget to leave your bins at the curb.
Hey, it's trash day. That's like all caps. Trash day. Day. Trash day.
Trash day.
We're managing
take
waste.
Your bins out.
We're managing
we're picking it up. Try and make sure all your trash is in bags. No loose garbage.
One of the tweets is just trash. Waste. We manage.
You got waste? We manage it. I would love that social media account.
And they use like they like suggest which garbage bags to use.
Yeah. They're like, don't forget if you're simple, what are those really expensive garbage cans?
Oh, I don't.
There's like simple.
About.
I have one. It was like $200. Or it was like $279. I was like, how is a garbage can this fucking expensive?
You might say to yourself, how is a garbage can this fucking expensive? But I'm telling you, it's worth it.
It's worth it. It's top notch. You'll have it for life. But top if you get the notification that your bin, that your liners are running out, don't forget, you better order them on Amazon. Stat. Give yourself at least 2 days before garbage day.
One tweet is just, high caliber bins.
High caliber bins. These bins fell off the back of a truck.
Make our lives easier and make your lives easier. When I lived in Brooklyn, I used to watch, there's like local, if I was watching like an award show or something, they would have like local Brooklyn commercials and they were always like some guy yelling at you to come to his like, you know,
yeah,
pawn shop and like, you know, Bed-Stuy.
They
like,
love
come on
to yell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're out here. Yeah. We're out here in Coney Island. Just come on down to Giovanni's Pawns. Pawns are us.
Why do commercial people love to scream at you?
I don't know.
Who invented the commercial scream?
Like some Italian guy in Brooklyn, and then everyone just copied him.
Yeah.
Some car dealership.
I think when I'm in New York, I'm going to be in New York in the first week of May. I'm going to do a Sopranos tour. Like,
oh, you
pay,
have to.
Like, do the, like, bus tour that takes you all around.
You have to
apparently,
go to Jersey.
I've got to get to Jersey. That's, like, where I will achieve my final form.
I've got to get to Jersey,
she said.
Well, hop on the bus, honey, and we'll speed over the bridge. I gotta get to Jersey, and then you're like leaning out the window of the bus with like holding onto your hat.
Yeah,
the bus like flies across the bridge.
I'm like, wow. I'm like SJP on Instagram, discovering Jersey. I'm like, oh, it's beautiful. Do you see it, Matthew? Do you see it? It's
Matthew.
Jersey.
Yes, exactly. It's so humbling. That's what you say.
It is
Jersey.
So humbling.
It's so humbling.
It's so humbling. Oh.
Is that... I see it over there.
Oh. It's yes, yes, Matthew, exactly.
Edison, New Jersey.
What's the best city in Jersey?
It's hard. I guess, like, city, like... The most fun and darkest is Atlantic City.
Mm-mm.
Probably the prettiest is... God, I don't know. I mean...
Where does Sopranos... What city is that supposed to be in?
That's, like, true, like, bridge and tunnels. Like, I think it's, like, Patterson area or, like...
Because it's, like, right next door to New York.
Yeah, it's, like, it's really right where, like, The Real Housewives of New Jersey took place. It's, like...
Oh, chic.
It's, like, right over, like, near, like, Fort Lee. But it's, like, really nice. Like, North Jersey is really nice. Like, everyone thinks Jersey is, like, a shithole. And it's, like, it's actually, like, a gorgeous state. And I'm not just saying that because I'm from there. But, It's a very
I love it.
Geographically diverse state. There's mountains in the north where I'm from, like 20 minutes east of me. It's all farmlands and pine barrens. It's like weird as fuck. Great.
I love that. Yeah.
And then there's
and
Trenton.
Being called home.
You are. You're like maybe supposed to live in Jersey for like a day.
I think so. Yeah. Just for an hour or two. Yeah.
Here I come. Whatever.
Here I come. Moving to Jersey. Wow. It's beautiful here. I lived a whole life here in a Gotta matter go. Of hours. Gotta go. The road home. The road is calling me elsewhere. It's time for me to spread my wings. What if fly you, like a duck.
What if you like move to like Jersey City and we're there for like literally 12 hours and we're like, well, I've done what I was supposed to do here.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for me to go. And you just go back to LA.
Yeah. And I always talk about that time. Like, well, when I lived in Jersey, it was like, it was really intense.
Jersey City's really cool. You could go there. It's right across the Hudson.
Cool.
It's like, and Hoboken's really cool.
I love that. The name Hoboken really does a lot for me.
It's like right. You can see the whole skyline of Manhattan. It's very hipster, like not hipster. It's like very young. A lot of like college kids live there, but it's really cute and fun.
Love. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to have like a springtime in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl.
You're a Jersey girl, damn it. From Oklahoma. I have an Oklahoma spirit.
New Jersey by way of...
by way of OKC. Oklahoma spirit, New Jersey heart.
A Jersey girl at heart. I'm going to get New Jersey merch. Like, I'm all fucking in.
Get New Jersey what about... tattooed on your clavicle.
Yeah.
What about what?
Full homage. I want to know if any readers have good mafia stories they need to email.
Eric, I mean, I'm sure Lindsay knows some.
I'm sure she does. She's had, like, I think she knows, well, the Long Island connection, but then also now, like, Russia connection.
Oh.
Lindsay is Sharon Stone in Casino.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God, she is.
Yeah.
As
but it's like sadder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she
not as glam.
She was more glamorous.
Yeah. Sharon wow. really had it going on. But Lindsay is like they are one.
God, what a great movie.
Truly great.
What's your favorite mob movie?
Probably it's a toss up between Casino or Goodfellas.
Yeah. I like the Godfather Part 2. Fight.
Yeah. Oh, but Godfather Part 1 is a great one, too. Like, I feel like that's maybe the best movie of all time.
Yeah.
Part 2 is also incredible.
Part 3 is... We won't talk about Part 3.
That was the first one I ever saw. And I actually loved it when I saw it because I loved Sofia Coppola. And I was in middle school and I watched it at my piano teacher's house waiting for my piano lesson. And I just saw the last 30 minutes when she dies, spoiler alert. And then she goes, Dad? And then falls over. And I was like, this is the most cinematic thing I've ever seen.
And he just
said
goes,
to myself,
ah! And
yeah.
Keaton goes, oh, God! Oh! and then Michael Corleone's sister goes, Kay! Diane's name is Kay. And Kay yeah. just goes, ah!
Oh! And everyone's just like on the steps screaming.
Wailing, going, oh! Like, just like so operatic.
Yeah. I love.
It's actually a good
it's my dream. I would love to be in a movie and just my whole scene is like wailing.
And Bridget
registering
Fonda's in
someone's
it.
Death. Yeah. She is?
Yeah.
I think I've only seen the last like half hour.
Oh. Yeah, she has like a tryst with Andy Garcia.
Oh my fucking God. Okay, I'm watching that. Like yeah. tonight.
Watch it tonight.
Wow.
Oh! Diane Fossey's open mouth scream is like me waking up every day.
Yeah. Every day with like crippling anxiety where you're just hoping to wake up and feel like good. But then you realize like you still have like the anxious reds and then you're just go full K on the steps.
Go full K.
K!
That's us normally watching Lohan Island together. That's like, I'm Diane Keaton and you're Talia Shore. Consoling me, just going, Kay! And I'm going, no!
Kay! It was a really bizarre waking up today and watching Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club first thing in the morning.
Alone.
And alone.
Not watch alone. I mean, if you're watching
it
alone.
No, it does not. It doesn't not work.
Not to judge anyone who's watching it alone, but you need someone for support.
Yeah, like I kept looking over, found myself looking over, like waiting for you to say something, but then there was just silence and it was like just me and the VIP ambassadors and Lilo.
Lee. I mean, this episode is actually the penultimate episode.
Yeah, we're finally here. I still thought this was the last episode, so I watched the whole thing thinking it was the finale. And then I was like, there's another one? Like, I can't wrap my... I just, like, can't spatially understand this show.
They really are milking this for all it's worth.
Also, like, time has become meaningless in the world of Mykonos.
VIP ambassadors have no grasp on time. Like, someone was telling me that on the show, they were like, oh, we're leaving tomorrow night. No, Janita says, we're leaving tomorrow night. I can't believe it. And then again, later she goes, I think you should just enjoy the rest of, you know,
your days here.
The last few days here. And I'm like, wait.
When they were growing. I was like, wait, am I going crazy? I was about to like pop a Xan because I was truly like, I've really done it.
I've lost my marbles.
Lost my marbles.
But she.
Janita
lies. Janita?
Yeah. She's a master manipulator.
Yeah, this episode was just like, oh God, make it end. At this point, it's like.
They had to call in the troops, like from another very successful reality TV show to like take the reins because this show just like couldn't exist anymore. They outsource. I've never seen a reality show outsource another reality show such a way.
They're desperate. Because they're desperate for something. Like, I guess it's like, oh, well, I guess they're really banking on the European audience.
I guess.
Well,
does anyone in Europe watch the show? If you're a reader listening and you're in Europe, identify yourself.
Show yourself.
And tell us how the market is responding to Lohan Beach Club.
I mean, I think she's really big in Europe. So
is she hugely famous in Europe?
I mean, that could be a completely false statement, and I'm speaking on behalf of Europeans, and I shouldn't be, but I feel like she is more relevant there than here.
Do they still think of her as, like, A-list celebrity, like, exciting new talent?
I mean, she conned her way into getting nightclubs named after her.
Yeah, but that's, like, in Greece. I feel like she just found, like, the most unstable economy and was like, this is where I will build my empire.
This is where I will build my empire! And, but yeah, going back to Janita, so the episode starts with Sarah. It's, like, the night after that, like, all-day yacht fest.
Where Sarah, the boat.
And Sarah, holding a cocktail in hand, like, hungover as fuck, like, maybe still drunk, lunges at Janita, who's, like, literally just waking up. Like, the cameras are in her face, and she's, like, she has, like, the eye crust that you have when you're, like, just waking up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this poor woman does not need to be filmed at this. And Sarah just, like, has her clanking ice and is hovering over her going, oh, my God. So, like,
I feel like kind of crazy and I'm jumping immediately into something with Billy. And Janita's like, oh my God, I want to die.
Yeah. Like Janita, she's like rumpled. Her face, her covers are pulled entirely around her head in like a protective womb.
She's like, it's like E.T. on the bike.
With like the... It's E.T. on the bike.
That's how you feel after a night like that. And the last
Yeah. Thing... And also with cameras around, you go full E.T. on the bike.
Billy what?
Billy also like thinks he's Sarah's boyfriend.
There, I was thinking like, I mean, I don't want to skip too far ahead, but like later when he's at the nightclub, like I was thinking these people act like they're literally in middle school. You know how like people were dating in middle school, like
yeah, and you'd say like, oh, I'm dating, I'm going out. It's not dating, but you're like, I'm going out with Daniel.
Yeah, I'm going out with Tanya.
Yeah, we're going out. Like, going out where? You literally go to school and go home. But you're, like, going out. You're always, like, going out with someone.
It's like at a middle school dance when, like, someone's, like, slow dancing with someone and, like, everyone surrounds and watches them. Mm-hmm. And then someone's, like, getting fingered in, like, the auditorium in the dark, like, while everyone's in the gym.
Amazing. But yeah, like they use like their version of going out is talking to. Like he was just like talking to Sarah. He was just beginning to like talk to Sarah.
But it's Sarah,
like, you guys don't have to be together. You're also leaving. Like, why are you acting like you're together? Like, why is anyone acting like anything? Sarah, I'm like over Sarah completely.
Completely over Sarah.
I could never see her again and be totally chill.
When I was writing notes about this, I like wrote that down. I was like, I'm done.
She's, Sarah is not part of my brand anymore.
No, I can't relate to her. And she's just full on, like, has no, I'm sorry to say this, but she doesn't have a sense of herself. So she needs to just like, to be interesting, she needs to just create emotional drama, like, in a, you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
yeah. She has nothing to offer except for boy drama. And it's like, you're a grown woman. Like, yeah, get a personality that exists outside of whatever relationship you're in.
And it's, you're not in a relationship. You. You made out with someone on like a non-yacht.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you're not in something.
I feel like Janita is depressed that Sarah and Billy are together.
Yeah, I do too.
That's also why she's gone E.T. in the bicycle.
Yeah, she's like, she's sad because she wants like single Sarah time. She wants to like party with single Sarah back in LA and like hang out with her. And I feel like Sarah's
not getting the memo, and Janita's realizing that Sarah will never give her what her heart truly desires.
Yeah, I feel like Janita's like, oh, we're gonna be like yucking it up back in LA, and Sarah's probably like never gonna call her again.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they're kind of having like a Carol-esque, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're having like a summer camp friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll keep in touch. No.
No. Sarah's the kind of friend that just calls you and you're like, hey, what's up? And instead of saying like, how are you? She just launches into like all her boy drama and talks about men like using their first names as if you know them. My number one pet peeve. And then just goes in monologue. Yeah. And then just monologues about that. And wants your advice, like you actually know what's going on when you know, you don't know who she's even talking about.
Yeah. She like immediately is like, yeah. So like the Kellen thing is just, continues to be so messy, and you're like wait,
who?
And then she speaks over you and she's like, yeah, so it just yesterday I was at this bar, and then you're just like, okay, who's Kellen again? Is it Roy? No.
Yeah, like what are you talking about? Like who is Rob? This and she's like, Ted, you know. God,
wait, I thought what? It was Kellen. No,
and she's
talent.
Like, no, try and keep up. So Ted was like texting me and he like asked me to go meet him. But like, I don't really want to do it because like Adam is And you're just like, who is this cast of characters? Like, I haven't seen you in months. And every time you call me, you just launch into this shit.
You're like, my cat died. And she's like, she's not even like, oh, yeah, sorry. So Ted and Adam were both texting me.
Ugh, she's like, Johnny has a cat. It's really cute. Anyways.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Johnny's cat died. Or like, you're like, oh, yeah, Jason's cat died. And you're like, who? So anyway.
You're just always asking who, what, where, when. Who's and she'll Jason? Answer none of those questions.
Who are we talking about right now? Oh, my God.
Andy. He is a dog, though. And that dog, like, won't stop barking. It's pretty crazy.
You're like, it's like Scrabble when everything's poured out into, like, the thing. You're, like, trying to, like, piece things together. It's like you have, like, a full, like, Carrie Matheson and Homeland board.
Yeah. And then, like, she asks for advice on, like, what to do. And you tell her, like, you do your best to try and, like, guide her into some sort of sensible direction. But then she just keeps asking the same question over and over. Like, you know, when you tell people, like, one thing and you're like, no, I just think you should, like, you know, meditate and maybe journal a little bit. And, like, it's going to get better, but, like, definitely don't talk to him. And they're like, but I'm like, what should I do? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, should I fucking talk? And you're like, no, I literally just told you what to do.
And you get so stressed because then it's like they're gonna get mad at you.
Yeah, I'm like, are you listening? Like, can you at least just acknowledge, like, repeat back to me what I said to you so I know that you heard what I said?
So Sarah is immediately now on to Billy.
Yeah, she's having Billy drama. They've been together. They're not even together. Like, saying they've been together is honoring her delusions. So they made out on a boat.
And she, like, they're leaving the next day. So she's getting into a full relationship knowing that she's going to be leaving in, like, 36 hours.
Yeah. Also, then Panos calls the gang from a hotel, like, a random hotel room. Wearing a yellow hat.
I know. Where was he?
Where was he? What hotel was he at? Like,
and he goes, and Gabby's like, hi, it's Gabby. And he goes, I know it's you.
I know it's you, Gabby.
I know it's you, Gabby. She's like, okay, sorry. And he's like, anyway, we have very exciting news for you. And I am so he is so excited about this. And he goes,
this is the most excited he's ever been.
And he goes, the cast, two members of the cast from Jordy Shore are coming to Mykonos, to Loham Beach Club. And everyone literally goes, who? And he goes, what the fuck is wrong with all of you? Do you not even know the show? And then it does like a refresher on what's
at Gabby.
He goes, God damn it.
He goes, Jordy Shore, you fucking idiot. Like, literally cursed her out. And, like, it had to bleep out what he said. He, like, verbally abused her for not knowing what Jordy Shore is. So if you want to get in with Parnos, all you have to do is, like, mention Jordy Shore. And he, like, opens up to you immediately.
He was so excited about it. And he then explains who Nathan and Sophie are. They're, like, the snooky and gay JWoww of Jordy Shore.
And is Nathan gay?
I mean,
I didn't know what he was saying. I couldn't understand a word he said.
I think he was.
But and then I was like,
he wore colored contacts.
And, yeah. And he was very manicured. But he could also, like, these people from Manchester that are on the show, like, how do you even know?
I guess that's true. But I mean, he requested a gay attendant and a straight one. So maybe he's maybe he's bi.
I just thought, like, he wanted to have I'm like, what are these intake forms that you're filling out where you request, like,
it's like a preference sheet.
Yeah.
For like a yacht.
Their sexual orientation, like, you can request preferences of other people's sexual orientation. That was weird.
Well, so they're coming to Jordy Shore. Parnos is like, they have millions of followers. Everyone in Europe's obsessed with them. We have to
if they tell people to come here, then we'll get like huge, you know, a huge influx of clients. So you have to be in your best behavior. So everyone's like, okay.
But also, is Jordy Shore part of the Lohan brand? Like, is that the caliber of people that they want coming to these beach clubs?
Absolutely. I mean, okay, this is like.
I was just confused because I thought that they were going for like high end, like beach club. I don't know what they're going for, but I guess they just want money. So whatever is going to make them the most money the fastest is probably what they're into.
I mean, I think they're like into like Euro trash.
I love that.
Maybe.
Jordy Shore, you fucking idiot.
Jordy Shore, you fucking idiot. And then so Lindsay.
Lindsay in her one-on-one goes, so Jordy Shore's coming. And it's like, she just refers to both of them, two people, as Jordy Shore.
She probably
she thinks that they are just a person named Jordy Shore.
Oh, yes, I know Jordy Shore. Oh, yes, I work with Jordy Shore many times. I know him, related to Pauly Shore. Yes.
He's great.
I meet him in L.A. Like, she's like, oh, yes, Jordy Shore. Like, Paranus was like, Jordy Shore, and she's like, oh, yes, I know him.
Jordy Shore is coming. I was like, Lindsay, what are you saying? She thinks it's a singular person.
So Jordy Shore is coming.
Oh, Jordy Shore is coming.
Oh, man.
And like, part of their challenge is not only that they have to like tend to them in the cabana, but they also have to make them dinner.
Yeah, so
at their own house.
So, you know, it's coming out of the wire. They're only going to pick four people out of the ambassadors to stay on and like work with the Lohan brand. And
Parnos also, he's not clear on like what the job is that they're going to be hired for. He goes, we have some office positions. We have
social
like
social media.
And also waiter, waitress. It's like, those are so different from each other. And like, what about job has let you know who would be good at office? Like, what? Did the producers of the show like start like charming themselves at this point? How did they deal?
It's full on, like, they don't care. They're like just trolling these people.
Yeah, they're like, okay, say whatever. Like, let's go. We have 36 hours left here. Just say whatever you want.
So he divides them up. And so he has Janita, Brent, Kyle, and May stay behind to cook food for these people, for Nathan and Sophie, who will be coming later that night. And then the rest of them have to go and cater to them. So you're kind of already thinking, like, are the people staying behind the people that they don't want? But then Brent's with them. So, and we know that they, like, have a hard-on for Brent, so.
And I thought that they were saying, I didn't catch the, like, that they had to make dinner for them. I thought that they were going to have a dinner. This is why I thought this was, like, the finale, because they said, Lindsay and I want to have dinner with you and have four envelopes. And I was like, oh my God, they're four envelopes dinner. This must be the finale. And then they went to the grocery store and I was like, why the fuck are they grocery shopping, like filling up carts with groceries when they're here for like less than a day? I was just like so confused.
Yeah.
And scared.
I was kind of frightened too. I mean, so they go to like a BJ's or like, you know, like Costco and Mykonos, and they're just
back to Ralph's.
they're going to Vaughn's and they're piling up on groceries. And Kyle is like still trying to bring Brent into the guys group and like try to, he's, you know, we're only as strong as our weakest player, like blah, blah, blah. And
he's going to give another shot.
Yeah. But Brent is like, and he seems kind of receptive to Kyle, like he's like maybe cooling off. And then as soon as they get to the grocery store, Janita tells Brent about how, oh, wait, they go out first.
Oh, yeah, they go out.
Totally gloss over that.
Oh, we got to get into this. So
okay,
Sarah and Billy are canoodling in a corner somewhere, whispering about how sexy they think the other person is.
And how into each other they've been the whole time.
Yeah. And like, they're so glad that they're finally getting this moment to like make their feelings known.
Yeah.
And everyone goes out, but Janita and Steris stay home to continue their tortured Carol romance.
Yeah. They're like Janita's unrequited flame. And
when I was in boarding school, two of my friends had a full blown lesbian affair with each other, and they were living in the same dorm, and they would always just go sick to bed together, and they would hang out all the time, and no one really thought anything about it. But their whole move was like, they'd be sick in bed together and then just like hang out and lay in each other's bunk beds. But it was like, everyone was pretty touchy feely there, so no one thought about it. And then it got like exposed that they were just like carrying on like a full blown
wow
sexual relationship, which is chic.
How did it like transpire?
It transpired with like a lot of drama. Like, they were both tabled, taken out of their like moved out into separate dorms, and then like no one knew what was happening, and everyone was very like secretive about it and like hush hush. And then we had to have a forum, like a group therapy session, where they had to like come clean to like a bunch of other girls that they were like hooking up, and then they just like got punished for it, and it felt really weird
for being gay.
Yeah, like anytime that like two same sex people hooked up, they treated it very like shamefully.
Wow, that's some yeah. Lost in Delirious shit.
It was pretty wild.
Have you seen that
Sarah
movie?
And Janita. No, what is that movie?
It's with Piper Perabo from Coyote Ugly and like all those movies.
Love and her.
The girl who played Don Draper's second, Jessica Paré,
mm-hmm.
and Misha. And they're like these girls at a Canadian boarding school in like French Canada. And Piper Perabo and Jessica Paré have like a lesbian affair like the one you just described. And then Misha's their roommate, who's like a mousy, like quiet girl. And then their relationship gets exposed and it's like drama.
Oh my God. I have to watch that too.
It's great. You would love it.
Okay. That's on my list in addition to Godfather 3.
Yeah. Lost in Delirious. So Sarah and Janita stay home and the crew goes out and they get like paralyzed. They're so drunk. Like, they're just like, they're slurring their words. They're borderline like comatose.
Yeah. And why did we wait so long for them to be allowed to go out at night in Mykonos?
I know, they never like really went out.
They went out two times. One time they were ambushed by Lindsay, so that really killed like their getting drunk boner to have Lindsay and Parnos like staring at them through a mini window.
Because it's not about going out, it's about working.
And then this time it's like, wait, how have we not been doing this the entire time? That's like the whole basis for these types of shows.
It's so weird. And I feel like they're like doing GHB or something, because they're like, they're all like nodding out. It's like really fucked up. They're like swirling their tits off. And Billy, you know, they're just like, they're just flirting and like they're in another country. And Billy like makes out with a girl that he thinks is cute. And everyone gets so judgmental of him.
Yeah,
and it's like,
you have Billy's back like pretty hardcore.
I don't, because then he gets really annoying. I think he's a fuckboy, but I'm like, okay, none of you are, you're all leaving in 2 days. Like, it's not like he's like been dating Sarah the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
And he like, I mean, I don't know. What did you think about it?
Aristotle was not having it.
No, I mean, it was lame. Like, it was lame to do because they just like had been canoodling and like be a little more discreet about it, but the way everyone reacted was like a little extreme, I thought.
Yeah, they made a lot of drama about it. It was just a dumb, it's like, I just don't like it when someone says something and then acts in a totally different way.
Yeah, that part is like kind of creepy, and like
that makes me think twice. But then also the fact that he would just do that in front of Brent, it's like, you're just giving this fucking asshole like ammunition to get like to become even more of an asshole.
Oh yeah, Brent told Janita, I'm sorry, my brain was scrambled, Brent, because Brent was there, Janita wasn't there. But
yeah,
no, I think it was super lame of him and like kind of piggish, but I just meant like however everyone was reacting,
it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
I agree with you there. I wanted to just be like, all of you are insane people, because you've known each other for a month. Sarah and you don't need to be in a relationship. She should not have been in a relationship with Brent. None of you need to be like investing as much. Like, I wanted to just like pause it and be like, this is stupid and doesn't mean anything. And you all need to go home and take naps.
Yeah.
That's what I meant by like, I thought it was like kind of crazy that everyone reacted. Like, they were all like, how could you do this? And I don't know. I mean, there was just drama.
Why does everyone like love Sarah so much?
That's what I'm, it's like, I don't know. Are we like,
what
in
do they
the wrong?
See in her? I have no idea. Like, I don't, I truly am just like,
are we crazy?
I'm not a fan. I don't think so.
She's like the cool girl that like everyone talks, and it's like, I just don't get it. Like, I think Gabby's cool.
I think Gabby's cool too.
I think Janita's cool. Like, they're my it girls.
Janita punching Gabby, side note, feels like a year ago.
Oh my God. Can you believe all of this only happened in a month and a half?
Was that how long they were there?
Yeah.
Wow.
But
they've really been through a lot together.
They've been through so much. But yeah, Billy like did a fuckboy thing. But everyone has like the extremity of like a sixth grader on like a chorus trip. Like to, I don't know.
They're like, but Sarah was going out with Billy.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
now
meant.
Now Billy's going out with someone else.
Billy's fully dating this girl at the nightclub, and it's so unbelievably mean what he did to Sarah. Like, how could he?
So he literally did nothing. He also like kissed that girl on the cheek.
Yeah, it was really weird. And I mean, I still think he's kind of a creep. And I was like, I thought he was really sweet and disarming, and then I was soon to be fooled by that.
Yeah.
So everyone gets mad at him. He's really nervous about how Sarah will react. He's like terrified.
Aristotle gives him a side eye in the van, like the next day when they all go to the club.
Yeah.
He gets in the van and he's holding hands with Sarah, and Aristotle just looks down and like scowls.
Aristotle is like, you know, fool me once, shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
Fool me twice, I'm going to give you a side eye in a van.
Yeah. Aristotle is a stand-up guy.
He is.
He just wants to make his silly YouTube videos.
And settle down.
And settle down.
With a woman who loves guys who love socks.
Yeah.
The next day, it's like awkward because Billy thinks Sarah is going to get mad at him. And they head to the club, right?
Yeah, they go to the club, and the Geordie Shore is about to arrive.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Wait, can we also remember that Brent is like, I just wanted to point this out. When they were going to the club the night before, Brent said that he wants to go out and get drunk because he doesn't feel like he doesn't want to conversate with anyone in the house. Did you hear him say that?
Oh, no, I didn't catch that. Classic, like, Brent.
And then he said, how much are hookers in Greece? And everyone went, free!
Oh, yeah. The sex work shaming.
Yeah.
I was mad about that.
I was not pleased with that.
Yeah. I was like, come on, guys. Come on.
Anyway, I just love Brent trying to use like a big word.
Every time I see his face, my skin crawls.
Yeah, he is this month and a half in Mykonos has not been good for his skin.
It hasn't been good for Mykonos.
No. A pestilence.
Like, I feel like many farmers, like, crops died inexplicably in the month and a half that Brent was on their island.
Yeah.
And, like, no one has really connected it back to his presence, but I'm here to tell you.
It's Brent.
Like,
it's burnt.
It was Brent. It was burnt.
But inexplicably on other islands, the same thing was happening on Yaya's island. A farm near her shriveled up and died too. So,
yeah, a farm near her like exploded.
Yeah. So Brent's pestilence has spread throughout the Greek islands.
Yeah. I feel like the economy, like Greece's economical collapse was somehow due to Brent. Like, knowing that Brent was eventually going to be there, like, the gods punished the islands.
It did. Brent just wants to conversate and, like, get drunk. And the gods have other plans. They want to light fields on fire.
They want to light fields on fire and, like, battle the Sea Witch.
The Sea Witch made one appearance in this episode.
Yeah, she was smiling to herself, very happy to be back on her throne.
She knows it's over soon.
Yeah, and plus there were lots of kids around, as we find out later.
Oh my god, so they get to the beach.
She was happy about that.
Parnos comes out and he brings the preference sheets that Nathan and Sophie have prepared for everyone. And so apparently Sophie made it clear that she doesn't like bi guys.
Sophie, I love writing that down.
You know it was a producer.
Yeah.
But they gave it to Mike, like, of course.
Yeah, and Mike is immediately triggered, and he gets triggered and goes to a really, like, dark place.
Oh, so this was... So Mike is in charge of, like... Ari and Alex are in charge of, like, schmoozing with them.
Yeah.
And, like, being sexy and alluring. And then Mike's is, like, basically... they, like, make him the gay jester. And yeah, he has to just, like, party.
He makes himself... to, like, he decides to assign himself the job of, like, seducing both of them.
Yeah, like, no one told him to do that, but he does anyway.
Yeah, and he went into, like, kind of, like, I just reminded me of his past as, like, a sex worker. Like, he reacted in kind of the same way, where it's, like, he's, like, his pattern is to force himself into some sort of, like, sex work.
Yeah, whether it's asked of him or not.
Yeah, and I just felt bad for him because I was like, no, you don't have to do this. And then it just got worse and worse.
Also, he's like, and then he's like, oh, well, I'll just, like, I'll butch it up. I'll play straight. I can do that. And it just felt really weird and false. And I know it was, like, a joke, but, like, it wasn't. It was, like, it was bizarre and unnecessary. And I felt like it was sad to see him doing that because it was like, wait, you just spent... I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, it made me kind of bum.
Yeah.
Even if he was kidding around, like, it bummed me out.
Yeah, the whole thing bummed me out. Because I thought of him as being, like, a little more self-aware or having more self-respect, I guess. And then it just melted away and the dark truth was revealed. But also, they made him take, like, 48 shots. So I would probably do some really shitty, self-disrespecting shit if I was...
Like, but yeah, and then it was strange, and obviously it's like the producers concocted this to like trigger him and like ruin things, but like it just was
the producers got evil.
They got really evil. And Mike is the last person they should be doing this to.
They made Mike their sacrificial lamb.
They did. I mean, this was like,
and they were like, we're gonna take him down for our own sick pleasure.
Like, do it to Burnt. Like, don't do it to Mike.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Mike is like all ready to like get his straight guy on and like try to fuck Sophie. I love also when Parnas goes, they're crazy, they're Manchester people.
Like, I love his, like, he hates Manchester, but he also loves it. He's kind of charmed by it.
He is.
Like, he's like, it is so not me, but I also love him. It. Yeah.
But he's like, and he goes, he goes, oh my God, it's like, I can't even, I'm shaking right now. I'm so, like, nervous. And I was like, whoa.
He's starstruck.
The first time I've seen him starstruck.
Parnas loves Jordy Shore the way I love Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah,
like,
it's
sort of, like, fandom.
Yeah.
Where he's like, if someone tells me, they're like, what's that? And I'm like, Vanderpump Rules, you fucking idiot.
Wait, can we also, side note, Gaga was with Vanderpump at Tom Tom.
She was?
Yeah.
When?
Like, last night.
With Lisa Vanderpump?
Yeah, they went on, like, a girls' date.
Wow.
She tweeted about it.
I don't know how to feel about that. Like, my immediate reaction is envy and jealousy.
I know. But Gaga's like a stan.
Yeah. She's a huge stan. I'd love to have her on the pod. Can you imagine if I was like, today's guest is Stephanie Germanotta?
I mean, it would set the internet on fire.
You'd have the biggest podcast in the world.
In the world. So yeah, so Mike is about to butch it up for Sophie and Nathan. And then we cut back to the grocery store kids. And Janita, Brent, Janita says one of the funniest lines ever. Because Brent is just like talking about how he's like so excited to watch Sarah suffer. And like he's so happy to see her get like fucked over by Billy. And it's horrible. And Kyle is like, I'm so done with Brent because he seems like he's getting off on other people suffering. And I was like,
yeah.
It took you this long to figure this out.
Kyle's the only one that has some sense in this crew. And they're driving home and Brent's like talking about how happy he is that all this is happening. And then Janita goes, why is it so hard for you guys to like get girls? And I just thought that was the funniest thing.
She was amazing. She also had another good line where she was like, talking about not being psyched to have to go grocery shopping. And she's like, I'd rather be in the club doing whatever it is I do best.
And I don't think she even meant it to be like ironic and funny.
No, it was just like, she doesn't even know what she does in the club.
She's like,
like no one still lung. Knows.
I might have like cholera. She's like, yeah, she's like, whatever we do, I'd like to be doing that. And all of them are talking about how hard they've worked. And I'm like, what the fuck? None of you have done shit.
None of you have done anything. Also, I miss Jules. Like,
I miss Mono so much.
They had a flash of her, and I was so sad that Jill was gone.
Jill was not there.
Lindsay has another lobster moment.
Oh, my God. Wait, also, Brent was, like, totally manipulating Janita.
Oh, yeah. It was weird to see them, like, playfully getting along, because I was like, oh, I thought you guys hated each other.
Brent, like, gets in her shopping cart and she like pushes him around like a kid, and it's like very unsettling. And then Brent, Janita was like, what'd the girl look like that Billy hooked? They also called hooking up, which is like so,
yeah,
so teenager. And they, Brent,
that was kind of funny when Brent held up that like bacon.
Just, yeah, he was like, he's just so
like this. He's so mean,
outrageously mean, that it's like almost appallingly funny. Because he's just like, he's such a pig, and you're just like, it's like one of those people that you just laugh out because you're so uncomfortable and you don't know what else to do.
Yeah, you can't be like, that's really disrespectful. Can you not? It's just like, you're better off laughing.
You can't reason with him.
Mm-mm.
But it's just such like middle school, I don't know. He's gay.
He's like a misogynistic gay man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fat. She's a fat. Like, his digs are just not, like, they're, I don't know. They're... Yeah. So, Lindsay has a full... Lindsay brings back the lobster, as you said.
Yeah, she goes and, I think, gets another lobster, and then is, like, instead of trying to save it and care about it, she's throwing it on people.
It's the most bizarre moment. You hear, like, a Greek mandolin playing, and then all of a sudden you hear Lindsay go and then she runs up to like some hot gay in a cabana, and she just like gently tosses a lobster on him.
Yeah, it was Jordy Shore.
No, it was someone else. It was like a friend of Lindsay.
It was Jordy, I think.
No, it was one of the people.
Yeah, it was one of the people.
I think it was just one of her random gays. It said someone,
really?
Lindsay, it said Lindsay's friend, and like the subtitle.
Did I lost my mind? I've gone fully crazy.
I think it was like one of her like, you know, those
broken
like,
from reality.
You know her like posse of tweaked out American gays that are just like randomly with her. It was one of them, and Lindsay just went and she tossed one of the lobsters on him, and he goes, I'm not afraid of the lobster. I didn't know what it was on my skin. And Lindsay goes, oh, you were so afraid.
This is her, like, she's leaning into her comedy again.
Yeah.
She goes, your reaction is the best thing I've ever seen.
Like, I wish you could see it. It was so funny. It's so funny. And I know it's funny because I'm a stand-up comedian.
Wait, I feel like my mom... When I watch a show, like, she watches something and fully sees it and then thinks something else has happened.
No, with this show, like, you can, any assumption is, like, probably right, but this one I think it was just, like, one of her random gays.
This show has made me question my own sanity.
Maybe, I could be totally wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was just, like, a fried-looking gay guy, like, from her lobster.
When we get off of this, when we stop recording, I'm gonna go back, and if it turns out that it was not Jordy Shore, I'm checking myself in. I'm driving myself to UCLA psychiatric and 5150 myself.
I will be calling Cedars. I will be calling.
Someone's
Cedars.
Gonna have to come check me out. You're gonna, when you get back from Miami, you're gonna have to come pick me up.
I'll come bail you out.
Because it's a dark.
You'll like see me, and dark. I'll be like in the waiting room, like, "Hi, you okay?
How was everything? You good?"
No, I have mostly no idea what's going on, but that moment was just so bizarre to me that I was like fixated.
It was visceral, and you're also like spiritually connected to the lobsters.
Yeah, but I love how she's like, "I'm saving the lobsters," but meanwhile she's now like she's just using them as like a ploy for like a gag.
Yeah, she's like pranking people with a lobster.
Her lobster,
the same lobster. She's killed like two lobsters now so far.
I know, but like, are they just like rolling around a cabana with a lobster? And the way she gingerly approached him, it was so strange, and she seemed really fucked up on something.
She hid it behind her hat and then pulled it out and slapped him with it.
But did you love her?
She thought it was the funniest thing that's ever happened. For Lindsay, if you ask her, "Hey Lindsay, how do you define comedy?" She goes, "Ever seen lobster and trick someone into thinking lobster is scary?
Trick lobster. Have you ever heard of trick lobster? Trick lobster is a whole genre of comedy where you throw lobster at people, unsuspecting people, and they scream. It is so funny. I go around hilarious. I bring it into London and Russia. I always carry a lobster in my purse because I never know when the moment will come to utilize trick lobster comedy." And everyone's like, "What?"
Also, can we talk about her purse? Because she was wearing a purse that is the Instagram icon.
I mean,
she had like a purse on a chain, and then the actual purse part was just like, it was like an Instagram icon, but it was also like there was another app that kind of looked like Instagram, like the same thing where
WhatsApp? You could
like, no, it was like a filter. Like it was like Instax or something like that, but it was like an app icon as a purse. I was like, made me more worried than anything else. She I was like, what the fuck?
She would be like the spokesperson for like a bootleg Instagram.
Yeah, like I went into Kill Bill mode when I saw that person. It's like, like it really shook me to my core. Yeah, I just froze and stared at the TV.
Maybe that's what threw you off with like thinking that it was Jordy Shore.
That did. It is what did me in. I fully bag. Like I couldn't handle that purse. It was too much.
But Lindsay just carrying around a lobster to throw at people.
Exactly.
They need to get like animal rights groups to like boycott Lindsay for her treatment of crustaceans.
I want to like alert PETA to Lindsay's recent shenanigans.
Me too.
See what they have to say.
So that happens, and that's just apropos of nothing. The producers just threw that in because they're now just completely fucking with Lindsay.
Yeah. Mike so then, starts flirting with everyone.
Yeah. Sophie and Nathan arrive, and it's like the best slow-mo. They walk in, and Lindsay and Sophie's like, "Oi, I'm pretty thirsty." And Parnos is giddy.
Parnos has never been so smiley in his life. He like introduces himself to them, but he also like can't hang around them too much. And he just stands back and smiles and looks at them.
Nathan has ocean blue contacts in and is like wearing so much bronzer and makeup. And Sophie's like cute. In like a Manchester way.
I like her.
I don't like her like anti-bi preference, but she was cute.
But I like her general vibe.
Yeah. And so Mike comes over, he like basically butts in front of Alex and Ari and is like, "I'm running the show." And he says, "Hi, my name is Lance."
And which is like, why are you lying?
I feel like
also, that's like a gayer name than Mike.
He was having like a breakdown.
The moment you've changed your name and are introducing yourself to someone as another name is like, that's a moment when you've gone over the mental cliff.
And you could see Panos clocking this, but he was too starstruck, so he like didn't want to like be like, Mike, that's not your fucking name. So he was, he got really awkward, and you could tell it was like worrisome to everyone.
Everyone made eye contact with everyone else.
Yeah. But
Lance was on his own journey.
When Mike did that, I was like worried for some trouble. I was like, things are not going to end well.
No turning back. No.
So he's like already getting like shitty. He makes them all take shots. Parnos takes a shot. And they're like ready to go.
They're ready to go. And then Lindsay and Parnos drive off. They start like arm dancing with each other and arm dance into the car, turn on music, and then just like arm dance and drive off to Lindsay's villa.
Yeah, it was. That whole montage was deeply weird.
They were rolling.
Yeah. And they
peaked in the villa.
Well, first we got to see like Lindsay's villa from the front, and it looked like a banquet hall in Long Island or something, like La Piazza banquet hall or something with like a Greek banquet hall with like statues, and there were security guards outside, and it was so weird.
It was so weird. And then they sat in the villa. You would think like if they're going to have a meeting in a villa that like the villa would be open and airy. Maybe they'd sit on a deck overlooking the ocean or something nice. They sat with the curtains drawn. It was dark in there, and then just chain smoked cigarettes inside.
And Lindsay is sitting in like a weird angle where her head is turned one way and her body's positioned the other way. I think to like show off her outfit, or like
it's like a good angle for her.
Yeah.
But it was the angling was so bizarre, and it felt like they were rolling.
Yeah, I think they were, because nothing they said was making sense. Like they're trying to decide who is staying and who's going, and everything that they've said before, now they're disagreeing or like contradicting themselves.
Yeah. She's like, and Lindsay's like, yeah, I know, it's so good. And Lindsay also says that she's not a fan of Sarah, which I was like, okay, this is the one thing I agree with Lindsay on.
Yeah, we're on the same page there. She's also like, she's like, Brent is my best earner, but he disrespects women. I was like, oh, now you care?
Yeah. She goes,
okay.
Yeah, and she's like, May has no personality. Alex is cute, but kind of boring. Like, they're just really trolling these people.
Yeah, but it's like, let's talk about what work they're doing, because like, what are you, but like, they don't even know what they're trying to do.
No, they're all on the same page at this point.
Yeah, they're like, let's just get fucked up, and like, we have to have a conversation, so we're gonna like, make up some words to say to each other.
Also, behind Lindsay were a full array of full, like, huge champagne bottles.
Suitcases. Oh, yeah. And, like,
three
suitcases. Yeah. Like, huge-sized checked baggage. Like, all packed up and ready to go.
She always has a suitcase packed ready for Dubai.
Yeah. Those are her Dubai suitcases.
But there's a full, like, bar behind her at this one table, and it just baffled. Like, I know she has people over that drink, but I guess we're just totally like, she's just fully drinking.
Yeah. Like, I think she always has been, and it's just like, I guess like not as bad as before or something, or no one, we're not as like clued into her whereabouts and what she's doing, so she can just keep it more low key.
It's just funny to me that she's not even hiding it anymore.
No, yeah. I love her, like, method of, like, some people get sober, or some people bottom out, or some people just, like, move to Europe so that they can just continue getting fucked up without the prying eyes of, like, everyone else.
In, like, a weird, unfurnished villa that's, like, cold and empty.
Yeah. I also just am shook by them sitting in the dark, smoking cigarettes indoors.
I think they were like...
A smoking cigs inside is wild.
I think they were like, the sunlight was like, not matching with their role.
Yeah.
So we cut back, and Mike is really coming on to Sophie. And he like, makes out with her. And you can tell that she's kind of uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, that was not the move.
Like, he makes out with her, and Sophie seems kind of put off by it.
Yeah.
I thought.
She seemed thrown, but she's gonna like roll with it. But it was also like that was inappropriate.
Yeah, like she was like, I'm not gonna blow his cover, but she was not cool with it. And
yeah, and then the bad thing happened.
Well, first Sarah, Billy tells
Sarah. Sarah and Billy break up.
Sarah and Billy are done. Billy says, I'm asking you to remember the days, plural, we had together.
Yeah. I'm like, if you have to say, remember the days we had together to someone, you shouldn't be together.
But they've only had one day together.
Remember the day that we had together.
Remember yesterday. The day we had together yesterday.
Remember what yesterday was like before you break up with me.
And Sarah's just kind of like, you know, whatever. She's like weird. She's more chill about it than I think everyone was expecting.
Yeah.
But she goes over to Sophie and tells her, and Sophie's like, you know, that was kind of fucked up. What he did.
Sarah's always loving to tell a VIP client
her
business.
And Sarah's like, exactly. And then you're like, okay, you were not chill. You were
just... No, you just want more attention for your boy drama. Like, these people don't know you and they don't know Billy.
Yeah, and they don't know, like, they don't know how long you've been there, like, they don't know anything, so they're just gonna...
They don't really want to know.
No. So then, things get a little messy.
Mike takes, he's taken too many shots.
They literally do take 45 shots.
Yeah, and those Geordie Shore people don't even seem drunk.
No.
That's the craziest thing to me, is people that can take... If I took two shots, I would be plastered. I'd be on the floor.
No, these are people who have been drinking since they were like six.
And they can take 15 shots and feel nothing. Yeah. They're just like, okay, I gotta go. I'll see you guys later.
They're just like day drinking. But yeah. Mike is blackout. And
yeah,
Alex is like, Mike is hogging all the attention. Like, Alex really wanted a moment with the Geordie Shore people.
Yeah.
And Mike gets so drunk that he... proceeds to take his... They want to go swimming, the Jersey Shore people, and they're like, we don't have suits. And Mike says, well, take mine. And he takes his shorts off and is, like, fully nude from the waist down in front of the whole beach club.
Yeah, and is, like, not even trying to be low-key about it. Like, he's just cupping his dick and balls and then, like, walking around the club.
And he sticks bread in his ass.
Then he eats it. It was a really misguided moment for him.
It was really like sad gay clown moment. Mm-hmm. And Sarah says, this isn't the Abbey, Mike. And I was like, fuck you, Sarah.
Yeah, fuck off, Sarah.
Fuck you with your lathe. What, the Hideaway or wherever she works?
Yeah, who even knows?
Fuck her.
Where does she work?
Lame.
Like, everywhere she works has been shut down.
Yeah, this isn't the Abbey, faggot. That's basically what she... I was like, that's what you want to say.
Yeah.
Stop being such a gay. So gross.
Mike also just, like, has not been allowed to go anywhere gay this entire time.
Yeah.
Like, every club they've been at has been, like, straight central. Like, also, fratty.
Exactly. And if he wants to stick bread up his ass while, like, walking around naked, like, he's having a mental breakdown. Let him do it.
Yeah, you should maybe, like, throw him a towel. How about that?
Yeah,
and,
no,
like, be like, hey, man, like, cover... Everyone just lets him, like, hang himself.
Yeah, Sophie and Nathan are like, oi, mate, what's going on?
They're like, eat the bread! And he's like, yum! And they're like, oh, that's mad! You're mad!
Yeah, and everyone's like, Alex is like, he's taking it too far. I'm like, well, give him a fucking blanket or something.
Yeah, or, like, someone give them his pants.
He's
like,
clearly blackout.
Help him out. Yeah, he does not know what he's doing.
Instead, Sarah, like, covertly gay-shamed him, and everyone just, like, complained about how messy he was.
Yeah.
And then a manager comes over, and he confirms a theory that you had, Lara, that it's a public beach.
It's a public beach with children around.
But he goes, you have to put your pants on, there's kids everywhere. He goes, it's a public beach. And I was like, oh my god, this club is, like, probably not legal.
Or it's just, like, the club, I don't know. It's really, I was wondering what the setup is then. Like, do you just, you pay for a chair, but you could just lay on the sand if you wanted to?
I guess so. Or, like, they rent space.
It's shifty.
It just felt like if you have a beach club, it should be private. Like if you, it's like the Soho House or something, like Miami.
Yeah.
They have like a beach.
Where you only get to be like in that beach zone.
I don't know.
But I was also scared of George, because if George, he's like this manager. Also when they're like the manager who's never interacted with us before. And it's like, why haven't you interacted with this manager? Like you guys are working at this club.
Yeah. He probably is like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
But it was, that just made me like, what is this whole racket going on? And it made me, it confirmed to me that the possibility that Malaysia 370 is actually under beach club.
Yeah. George is the gatekeeper.
Yeah. So then they go, they cut back to Lindsay's villa and they get a call from George, who's complaining about the nude incident. And Lindsay, Parna Lindsay says, like, what are you talking about in Greece? And then Lindsay just repeats him, but it's like off. It's like incorrect. But
she's like making fun of him because I don't think she speaks Greek.
She does.
Parnas was like, he's like, and then Lindsay goes, and then Parnas like made a face at her to like shut up, like motioned at her to like stop talking.
Yeah, Parnas is like, he's, because the guy speaks Greek, so he's, Parnas in his mother tongue says, what's going on? Why are you all stressed? And then Lindsay goes, like trolls him.
Like they are fucked up right now.
Also, there's a shot of Lindsay's villa in the Grecian sunset, and you see off screen, you hear her go, "Oh Jesus Christmas!"
Oh no!
Jesus Christmas!
Jesus Christmas!
But then, yes.
And then like she's out of it; she's fully gone. They're also, when they get, Parnas gets off the phone and he's like, oh, bad news. Like, Mike is taking his pants off. And then Lindsay was like, see, that's what I tell you. I am done. And it's like, what? Were you, that's not what you were even talking about. She's like starting conversations that weren't even started.
Yeah, she's like, pack his bags. Tell him to go. He's done.
Tell him to go. Bye. That's what I'm talking about. He's done.
And then she goes, because this won't even look bad for you, Parnas, because no one gives a shit about you. This will be about me. And Parnas is like, okay, bitch.
Yeah, like, get over yourself. You think this guy taking his pants off at your club is what's going to make you look bad? Honey, get a grip.
But you've
been looking bad.
You're so right, though. Like, Lindsay off screen, like, mocking him speaking Greek is, like, on the bed, just fucked up out of her mind. It's like 4, it's like 6 p.m.
I love you. It's like,
he's
like, hello, how are you? And she's like, hello, how are you? Like, it's like, Lindsay, come on. She's
on another level.
She really is. Will Mykonos Beach Club be back?
I don't know. Well, so
next summer.
I don't know if Lindsay can handle it. The producers all,
they're going to have to move Malaysia Flight 370 to a different beach location.
Wait, now I just can't. Now I'm just fixated on the idea of Lindsay and Parnas on drugs in her villa with like the sunlight coming in through their windows, and Lindsay just mocking Parnas for speaking Greek.
Yeah, that's all she was doing. They were not like, they're trying to have a conversation. Can you imagine with this camera crew around? They're like, just have a conversation for like 10 minutes about which ambassadors you want to stay and which you want to leave. Okay, go. And then they just have like a nonsensical conversation, and Parnas gets a phone call and Lindsay mocks him for speaking Greek.
Hello, honey.
Like
Lindsay. From catty-calling from the corner. Anyway. So they get back to the house, and Billy had sent Sarah roses to like make up for it. And Janita, immediately Sarah's like, we're dating again.
Yeah. But also Billy's note, he just goes, I'm sorry, Billy. It was like, no.
It was like, sorry, I can't. Please forgive me. Don't hate me. It was like the note.
Yeah.
the post-it note.
Sarah, I'm sorry.
I can't.
From Billy. And Janita's like, oh, those flowers are so sweet. It's like, no, they're not.
Don't encourage her.
What?
Don't
encourage
her.
And Sarah's like,
we're dating.
Oh my God.
So Billy.
Billy is being insane.
And then Sarah starts crying. She's like, I just can't handle this. She's like, all I've been known for this summer is my boy drama, and that's not who I am. I haven't had any one-on-one time with Lindsay. I'm like, well, that's your fault.
And also, like, no one has.
No one.
Except for Parnos. Except for, and, like, May. And Brent.
And May.
Kayla.
Maisie.
Who's dead.
Kayla.
You're like, God, you totally smell that smell Kayla. Of rotting flesh under the cabana of the Geordie Shore people? That's Kayla's body being eaten by meat bees. AKA the last person. Oh, yeah. Kayla. Remember her?
The only one who's had a truly meaningful one-on-one is
is May.
When Lindsay like grabbed her and took her to the bathroom with her.
May had lived 1,000 lives with Lindsay.
May, by the way, is off her rocker at this point. She's totally done. She's found her voice and she's using it.
And she's just like smiling and speaking freely because she's realized now that nothing matters, so she can just say and do whatever she wants. And so she can like make jokes and there's no stakes. Like she can't get fired. Like whatever happens, happens. So May is feeling free. And I hate when May feels free.
Well, so,
I'm mad at May that Jules is gone and May is still here.
Me too. We'll never forgive May.
I'm going to hold this grudge against her for the rest of my life.
But Sarah is like legit crying. And she's like, I've worked so hard this summer and I'm so tired. And I was like, what have you done? What have any of you done? She goes, it's so hard to be me.
Yeah.
Basically. It's so hard.
Sarah's having a rough go of it.
You can tell at that point Janita's kind of like, okay. Like,
yeah.
Let's not jump the shark.
Janita had to live with Lindsay in her villa for like one night.
That
was off camera.
Janita's like, Sarah, if you think this is hard, try living with her for a night.
Yeah. She's like, you have no idea the horrors I've seen.
I was kidnapped and forced to go to her villa and like, with a bag over my head. And I saw things that I can't ever repeat, nor do I want to. Are you there?
Janita's protected forever. Yeah. I'm just terrified.
And then Sarah goes and cries to Brent about it. Brent's like,
and they have a weird conversation.
Brent's like, want to go outside? And Sarah's like, sure. And then they start talking, and Brent's like, all I want is for you to be happy. Like, completely insane. Like, an insane person.
Yeah.
He's flipped his thing.
He's like, I love you.
He's like, you know, I love you.
You know I love you. I care about you. I just, like, want you to be happy and good.
Sarah's like...
And it's like, what?
Sarah's like, I don't think you love me.
She goes, I was in love with you. I fell in love with you.
Remember that.
Did you?
Know that.
Like, what are you guys talking about?
And Brent's like, hopefully, I'm always here. After we leave here, like, you can always call me. And Sarah's like, yeah, I don't want to get pulled back into your trap again, basically, which was like smart.
And then, yeah, like, thank God she had a little bit of sense.
And Brent goes, okay, I love you. I'm like, what? You guys are
nothing. Makes sense.
So then they're back at the house. They've cooked.
When they walk in the house, when all the people from the club, like, walk in the house, someone goes, oh my God, it smells like dog shit in here.
They've cooked, like, risotto and what else? Like, fish or...
Asparagus.
And they've cooked, like, a big meal. And Sophie and Nathan are supposed to arrive when the people get back. And they don't come for another 2 hours. So by the time they come...
So the risotto just goes bad.
The risotto goes bad. And they walk in and Gabby is pissed. Gabby's like, I slaved away for these motherfuckers. And they come in and they look at the risotto and they go, oh, what's that shit? Sophie goes, it looks like the discharge from my puss.
Sophie's obsessed with discharge. She is.
I mean, the risotto... does look horrible, but like, that's
it didn't look like that. Really? It looked like cottage cheese.
And this is...
Which is also gross.
And this was the one time where I, like, was kind of on Brent's side. When Brent, like, just flat out calls them out for being late. And he's
like,
you guys...
like, trolls them.
Which I was kind of loving. And he's like, you guys are assholes for being late. He just says it. And he's sitting right next to them. And he's like, you guys are terrible. Like, we cooked food for you all day. And fuck you. And then everyone's like, God, Brent, shut up. Don't piss them off. But I think they liked it.
I don't think they can get... Yeah, they love it. They like it when you get sassy with them. Remember when Sophie goes for, like, a tour around the villa? And she's like, is this your room? She goes to Mike, is this your bed? I'm going to rub my piss on your sheets. And then just rubs the sheets on her vagina.
Mike is also...
I was like, that's a power move.
Mike is also, like... He's unable to speak because he's so... He's, like, post-blackout. And he's unable to speak, and he's in a shame spiral, and he's just like, what did I do?
Yeah, he's really going through it. He doesn't really say anything for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, it's like really until... dark.
Yeah, it was just too sad. So the producers took it too far.
So they're all at dinner, and they ask May what her deal is. She just goes, I cry. And Sophie and Brent go, well, don't do that.
She tried to turn it. Don't do that, love.
Don't make her cry and you sing. You see a montage of all the times.
All the times May's cried. And you realize that we have even not seen as an audience all the times that May's cried. Like, there have been even more than we ever thought possible. And she just cries all the time. And then we got the flashback to, like, Lindsay and her whatever happened to baby Jane look. And May, like, weeping.
With a lotus flower tattoo in full sight.
Yeah.
May also tells Nathan and Sophie that Brent doesn't respect women. Which I thought was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that was a wild one. And
Brent's like...
What did they say to that? They were like, oh, you don't?
Yeah, everyone's like, oh. Brent's like, ah, whatever.
Kyle's like, let's say grace. Come on, let's just say grace. I was like, you're beyond grace at this point. Grace is not going to save
you. The Lord's Prayer will not save you.
No, you need to go like fully in a bath of holy water. The law of you.
And then Brent and Nathan go off in the corner and like talk emo to each other. And they're like totally like want to fuck each other.
Yeah, they bonded in a way that I was unclear on.
But Nathan actually sounded like a nice guy once he was like being normal. And he basically, he was like, Brent, just be yourself. Like, he's like, the guy I'm talking to right now is more vulnerable and like, down to earth. He's like, show that to your roommates. Like, stop trying to put on air.
Oh, so Nathan was gay.
I don't know.
I just don't understand. I should have put my subtitles on because literally when he talked, I didn't know anything.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. Let me Google really fast.
But I also like, yeah, I don't know why I didn't like help myself with a subtitle moment. I think I just get so fascinated when someone is speaking English, the Lord's English, and I still can't understand
it. Oh, he is gay.
I love that.
So he was just telling Brent to, like, it was great, like, life advice. He was, like, basically, I think in, like, a wink and a nod, he was, like, come out of the closet.
That was. Brent is going to be gay.
God, I hope so. Someday. I hope so for himself.
Remember what Sarah said? He's gay.
For the sake of himself and everyone around him.
Yeah. What if someday we end up at, like, a pool party?
In Vegas.
Or at a party in Vegas, and there is just, like, one gay man holding court. Everyone's gathered around, hanging on his every word, and we inch closer and closer and realize it's Brent.
No, what if it's...
It's burnt.
Take that to the next level, and what if it's like, lights go down, and then it becomes a full Mercutio from Romeo plus Juliet singing, like, young heart!
Yes.
Brent.
It's Brent in drag.
In a platinum wig.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just. And,
but with the facial hair still.
And we just look at each other.
Because I liked
and
that
just,
look.
Like, throw our hands to the sky and like cried out in happiness because we're just so happy for him.
Yeah. We do the Lindsay and Parnos like arm dancing move. Yeah. We just get in a Mini Cooper and drive off because our work here is done.
We drive off into the Nevada desert.
Yeah.
Immediately crash our car into it. Young hearts.
Run free. Never be caught up like my man and me.
So then
you hear Sarah go, "This isn't the Abbey, Brent."
And then we drive over Sarah.
Yeah. I just pull out a knife and like stab her quickly, like just go kiss, 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 like five times into her back.
We're kidding.
I kid. I'm like Lindsay with lobster. Come on.
So the next morning, Panos comes in and I was like, oh, this is going to be the end. Like, this is it. They're all in their whites.
Yeah.
They sit down and Janita isn't wearing extensions in her hair, and her hair is just like her normal, gorgeous hair. And Panos goes, "Where are your extensions, Janita?" And then he goes,
and she's like, I took them out. And you can all put them back in when you take me to the next island.
And then Panos like glares at her and goes, "Okay, we're gonna move on from that." And I'm like, "Oh my god, so."
But nothing makes
racist.
Sense because even when he said, yeah, very racist and like problematic to like question her like natural hair.
First of all, Janita is the most beautiful woman on this show, so she can pretty much look however the fuck she wants and still be like a knockout. And then Panos is like, I mean, it made me so uncomfortable.
It was bad. Like, he needs to get the memo.
So then he...
And then, but even in the beginning of the episode, when he's like, "Lindsay and I will sit down at dinner with you with four envelopes of who will be continuing the brand." He goes, "But just so you know, my mind can change at any minute." So it's like, you're not, nothing means anything then.
It's true. He also says at one point, he's like, we have many positions that we think many of you could be qualified for. And he goes, "Even you may."
Because you've actually done a good job, May.
And May
gives her like a shred of hope. May smiles like she's never smiled before.
Even you, May. I was like, okay.
God, poor May.
And then,
but also she brought this on herself.
He's like, "So I have our task for today." He goes, new clients. They're super VIP. He goes, "You know, I've just only become friends with them, but I feel like I've gotten to know them really well. Here are their pictures."
He pulls a prank on them and gives them their own pictures.
So for the day, the entire staff is going to be pampered.
Yeah.
Which was...
Except for...
I have to say that was kind of a cute thing.
That was cute and it was heartwarming. And Panos, I like when he pulls like a silly, when he goes like leans into being a silly Billy.
Because Panos like has a heart.
He does.
I mean, I'm going to, what the thing he said to Janito, like kind of almost ruined this moment for me. But I think it was cute what he did.
Yeah.
And then everyone.
Then he tried to like be cute and reward them.
And everyone's so excited.
But of course.
They're so happy. And then Mike's like, "Wait. I don't see my photo.
My picture isn't on here."
And Panos goes, "Oh, and as for you, Mike, you fucked up yesterday and you have to pack your bags and leave right now."
Yeah.
And it's like...
Fucking harsh.
In the last 30 seconds of the show.
Yeah.
Mike was humiliated by the producers.
And I guess like Mike is going to get kicked out and not even get to be in the finale.
Yeah. I didn't see him.
Also, it's like... Aren't the planes like booked for everyone to leave at this point?
Who knows? Apparently they're leaving that night.
Yeah, I guess so. I have no idea.
They're like going to party all day and then leave at night?
And like have a dinner with envelopes with Lindsay before they like get on a bus to go fly home?
But it was like whiplash.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for him.
I didn't see that coming, but I felt really bad for him. Because that's, like, incredibly humiliating.
That's all he wants. He's probably the most, like, earnest in terms of wanting this the most. And he was, like, so excited about this. And then for this to happen was just so brutal.
Yeah.
Mike didn't deserve this.
He didn't. They did him dirty. Who do you think is going to go on with the Lohan brand?
Well, Lindsay said she liked Gabby after everything.
Gabby, I think Ari could go on.
I think
on.
It will be Gabby, Janita, Brent, Ari, and maybe like Billy or Sarah. But I don't think Sarah's going to get it.
Yeah.
Lindsay's annoyed by her.
No, I don't think Sarah's going to get it because she's like too much drama. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Ari, Gabby, Janita, and Brent.
Okay. So the show has not been renewed for a second season. Right?
It is on Russia Today.
It is on Russia Today.
God.
Lindsay Lohan Beach Club.
I'm just so exhausted by the show.
Yeah, I feel like I just need to take like me time just to process everything that happened and also go back and figure out who was in the lobster scene and just like get my head on straight.
We did it together though. We made it through.
Yeah. We made it through. There's 1 week left.
Hang in there with
for
us.
For the final episode, we'll be in the flesh together to celebrate.
Guys, just hang in there with us, and next week we'll be back together. Our powers will be stronger when we're together, and we can unite to talk about everything, and it'll be more cohesive.
It'll be more cohesive, but we did good.
We did well for being 3,000 miles away from each other. But
we did well. We're on opposite coasts. I'm liking the ASMR level of like the crinkly chips.
I'm sorry.
You gotta eat. It's exhausting. No, and you know what?
It was actually
dinner time.
Skittles.
Ugh, love. Taste the rainbow.
Obnoxious for everyone.
No, I was into it.
But yeah, just you know, we're back for one more episode, and I know that you know. Everyone who's listening obviously feels attached to the show, to Lindsay, in some way. So let's just get through for her.
Yeah, we all owe it to ourselves to go on this journey with her.
All right.
So until next week, we bid you farewell.
We await with
tell us about
to see the fate of Mike.
Yes, and tell us any mafia stories.
Tell us, please.
And tell me where to go. In where to move to in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Because I'm ready.
Best places in New Jersey, mob stories, and
pray for us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.